This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You're a relentless warrior, Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior. Can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for taxpayers, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. Great gift for your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your neighbor's kids, your top salesman's kids, the kids in your classroom. Great gift. They can start their coin collection, and someday it's going to be worth a lot of money. What a great thing to get your kids into. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. of A. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website's rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime at wayneroot@gmail.com. And you can find me at Twitter at RealWayneRoot. RealWayneRoot, as in R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. I'm the real thing. I just can't believe that you could sentence the Manaforts and the Michael Cohens to many years in jail, but the House Democratic IT scandal architect Imran Awan gets off with 3 months of home detention, supervised release, and no fine for one count of bank fraud. No fine. How about like a $500,000 fine? How about the money you sent back to Pakistan? $235,000, wherever it is. Trying to find it very quickly with my eyes. $283,000 was sent back to Pakistan. And why didn't you fine him $283,000? How about that? Or double that. If you fine him only the amount, even that's not even a deterrence to future criminals. What about the $4 million him and his brothers were paid to spy on American congressmen? It's all incredible, folks. It's absolutely incredible. If you weren't with us earlier today, Manafort is found guilty of eight of the crimes, eight. And then you've got Michael Cohen, who pleaded guilty today. And will spend 3 to 5 years in prison. Manafort convicted by jury and bank and tax fraud charges, mistrial declared on 10 of the counts. Michael Cohen admits violating campaign finance laws at the direction of a certain candidate. The only candidate he ever worked for was Donald Trump. But he did not implicate Trump because he is not cooperating. Whatever that means, he's not cooperating. So he's going to spend 3 to 5 years in prison. But what should be the big news is the fact that in Germany, no one recognizes our city anymore. Residents complain after 1,200 migrants move in. This is what Trump is protecting us from, and this is why liberals want to stop him. They want open borders. They want to flood this country with Muslims and people from Mexico and Central America. And by the way, this isn't a racist creed. They want to flood with people from anywhere. Could be Israel, could be Austria, could be China. It just so happens those countries are pretty cool, and nobody wants to leave like they do. They all want to leave Mexico and Central America. They all want to leave Muslim nations. Nobody wants to stay in Libya. Nobody wants to stay in a Muslim nation. They want to come to America, where they know they'll get welfare and food stamps and be taken care of for the rest of their lives. And they'll all of us have a house with housing allowances, and someone will pay the heat for them. So of course they want to come here. In Austria, they don't want to come here. They got a great life already in Switzerland and Austria. In Germany, nobody wants to leave to come to America. In Japan, no one wants to leave to come to America. In Israel, no one wants to leave to come to America, at least not in large numbers. So the people who want to come from countries that are crappy. I won't say the word Trump called them, but companies that are, countries that are crappy. And we don't want them. What do you want them for? They're not going to work. They're going to come here and live off of you, the taxpayer, for the rest of their lives. It could be crimes against you and believe in Sharia law and destroy you with it. Sue you for racism, for discriminating against them, because you will let them have prayer time in school. Well, you're not allowed to have prayer time. You're not allowed to say a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. One nation under God. They don't like that. They don't want any Christian or Christmas celebrations at the White House, but it's no problem to have a Muslim celebration at the White House. And if Wayne Root simply tells the truth, they'd like to take me off the air. Insanity. Germany, no one recognizes our city anymore. Residents complain after 1,200 migrants move in. Residents of Bootstedt, Germany complain no one recognizes their city anymore. The population is up by 26% after they moved in 1,200 migrants. Mayor Harmut Koenig said the town, which now has 4,600 inhabitants, has drastically changed since the migrants were housed in a local military barracks. It's quite simply the behavior. For example, in shops, things are stolen. I experienced it myself. Three refugees walking on the pavement, not making enough room for a woman with a pushchair and a child coming in their direction. They make no room. She has to move onto the street to get around them, the mayor says. Besides that, they leave piles of rubbish, use every available space to sit around and drink beer. An elderly resident said the migrants do nothing with their time and simply sit around before asserting no one recognizes their city anymore. Bootstedt used to be a beautiful place and a nice place to live. Now it's a little different and no one knows what the future holds. Another video shows other Germans furious at what Chancellor Angela Merkel's policies have done to their country, with one insisting, "I will never vote for you again for the rest of my life." As we reported last week, a Yazi teenager was enslaved by the Islamic State, moved back to Iraq after she met her captor on the streets of an area near Stuttgart, Germany, where she had registered as a refugee. Germany's allowed in over 1 million migrants, predominantly from the Middle East, since 2015. Violent crime has risen since that time. 90% of it is due to migrants, according to the German government's own statistics. Tell the truth, you get in trouble. Tell the truth, you get in trouble. Other big stories today. Here's more that happens when you elect Democrats. But, you know, they're just cruising for a bruising of Donald Trump. They just got to knock him out because, you know, they can't take a good economy. They can't take a country that supports Israel. Blue State Blues, Democrats are bringing a new anti-Israel caucus to Congress. Democrats will elect several new representatives to Congress who hold staunchly anti-Israel views. In May, after Hamas used a phony mass protest in an effort to breach the Gaza border and attack Israeli civilians, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sided with the terrorist group, calling the Israeli response a massacre, even though nearly all of the 62 killed were Hamas operatives. In July, she stated that while she believed absolutely in Israel's right to exist, she was opposed to the occupation of Palestine. She could not, when pressed, explain what she meant by the term, which the far left uses to refer to all of the state of Israel. But there are two incoming representatives far more hostile to Israel than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. One of them is Ilhan Omar, a Somali-born state representative who just won the Democratic Party primary for Minnesota's 5th Congressional District. The seat being vacated by Congressman Keith Ellison. Oh, he's a great one. Another Muslim who swore himself in on the Koran. And who marched in a parade with Hispanic words on his shirt, which translate to, "We believe in open borders." In the past, Omar has referred to Israel as an apartheid regime. In 2014, during a war in Gaza, she tweeted, "Israel has hypnotized the world. Hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel." She's going to be a United States congresswoman. She tweeted out, "May Allah awaken the people." More recently, she has deployed pro-Israel boilerplate to placate voters, donors, and critics. Earlier this month, she told the candidates forum, "I support a two-state solution. It's going to be important for us to recognize Israel's place in the Middle East and the Jewish people's rightful place in that region." But in the state legislature, she opposed a bill against boycotts of Israel and urged divestment from Israel bonds. The other new congressman, I guess, is going to be this Rashida Tlaib, a Palestinian-American who won the crowded Democratic Party primary for the 13th Congressional District of Michigan last week. She promptly launched a series of anti-Israel tweets, apparently in response to events in the Middle East, where Hamas launched nearly 200 rockets at Israeli civilians, and the Israeli Air Force responded by targeting Hamas military infrastructure. In the past, Tlaib supported Palestinian terrorist Razmiya O'Day's bid to fight deportation. She is backed by the anti-Israel Palestinian American activist and Women's March leader Linda Sarsour, who called for jihad against the Trump administration. Curiously, Tlaib seems to be facing an onslaught of criticism from within the Palestinian-American community, for whom ordinary participation in American politics is seen as a form of selling out. One of her defenders tweeted that for Tlaib, the first fight was for Palestine, always Palestine. Tlaib herself appealed to her community in a Facebook post that concluded, hashtag free Palestine. For Palestinian activists and for the far, far left, that slogan refers to the dismantling of Israel and its replacement with a Palestinian state. For now, Ocasio-Cortez, Omar, and Tlaib will retreat to the safe harbor of the two-state solution, enough to placate the Democratic Party establishment and nervous liberal Jewish donors. But in a crisis, where do you think they're going, folks? Remember what Obama said in his book? If they're happy, I can't remember the exact words, but something to the effect of, if the world ever turns against Muslims, I will be there with them at all times. I've always got their back. So, sure, they'll act kind of friendly. They'll act kind of moderate. But when push comes to shove, they will never support Israel. And they will always turn against Israel, always turn against America. They will always fight on behalf of Islam. And this is what we're electing to the United States Congress. In purely 100% Democratic districts filled with Islamic refugees. This is the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama. Shame, shame, shame. Shame on anyone who votes for these people. Boy, we got to keep Trump in there. He's the only thing stopping us from just the decline and end of America. War now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, the Warrior, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You can call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. My kids are members. I put my kids' life and health care in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 last year, $18,000 this year. That's $36,000 total. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. 855-58-LIBERTY or go online at libertyhealthshare.org. This host recommends them with the highest 5-star rating. On a scale of 1 to 5, I give Liberty a 5. Thank you, Liberty. All right, last segment before we get into our guest interview at 4:30, we'll have in James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and law professor. He'll be talking about Asia Argento and the Me Too movement and her sexual assault of a 17-year-old actor. We'll be talking about the massive opening of Crazy Rich Asians at the box office. And we'll be talking about more of the liberal morons in Hollywood. Kevin Hart opens the VMAs with, "In your face, Trump, suck it." Unbelievable. And then the Manafort jury, because James Herson is a lawyer and a law professor and a legal expert. And he'll talk to us about the Manafort jury and some of the problems with them. I was talking in the last segment about some of the problems with Muslim refugees in the United States. And it's gone overboard. Minnesota has been taken over. Muslims hold massive rally at the Vikings U.S. Bank Stadium chanting Allahu Akbar. Over 50,000 Muslims are planning a massive rally today at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota for the Eid al-Adha, The crowd was chanting Allahu Akbar as they entered the building. Investigative journalist Laura Loomer is outside the event today. Laura has more balls than any man I've ever met in my life. I mean, all of you listen to me know I'm a pretty rough guy and I'm a pretty ballsy guy. But I wouldn't stand outside an event with 50,000 Muslims, knowing that I'm Jewish and knowing what I say on the radio. There's no way. Laura Loomer is taking her life in her hands. She's outside the event today. We got to get her on the show. Andrew Paul, if you're listening to the show right now, get Laura on the show tomorrow. Got to. Laura Loomer tweeted out, people can be seen in this video holding signs that say, love thy neighbor as Allahu Akbar is broadcast on the loudspeaker repetitively in the background. Angela Davis says, second group prayer about to start at Muslim celebration of Super Eid. Just strange stuff. Is this my country? I don't know. And at the same time that's happening, Facebook removes President of the United States tag from the official Donald J. Trump page on Facebook. This just happened a couple of hours ago. Facebook page of Donald Trump has 23 million followers. Earlier today, the Facebook page recognized Trump as President of the United States. Here is how that same article looks now, and you're looking at it, and it's gone. It doesn't say anything about President of the United States. Now the page does not have the name President of the United States next to his name. You know, they're just screwing with us on a daily basis. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of them. And someone's going to come along, and they're going to build a new Facebook and a new Twitter and a new YouTube for conservatives, and they're going to make $1 billion, and YouTube is going to feel like idiots, and Twitter and Facebook are going to feel like idiots. More importantly, by that time, they may be out of business. The reason they're all so hysterical is because we're about to get that all-important fifth Supreme Court justice that'll put them out of business for the next 40 years. Tom Cotton, United States Senator from Arkansas, Republican Arkansas, says by October 1st, Judge Kavanaugh will be Justice Kavanaugh. He predicted that Judge Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's nominee to replace outgoing Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, will be confirmed by the Senate by the first day of October. Is he going to be confirmed? Yeah, he will have his hearing, I think, starting 2 weeks from today. Then I expect the Senate will confirm him in a week or two after that. So by October 1st, Judge Kavanaugh will be Justice Kavanaugh. This is why Democrats have lost their minds. Because they lost the election, and elections have consequences. And so Trump deports a Nazi today, and the Democrats go nuts. BuzzFeed's Joseph Bernstein says Trump administration used deporting Nazi as a political stunt. A GQ writer named Friedman said the deported Nazi is a plant to make ICE look noble and heroic. Can you believe these people? Kathy Griffin said, if ICE is deporting Nazis, can they head over to the White House? This is today's Democratic Party. They make light of the Holocaust. They make the whole Nazi KKK Hitler thing seem like nothing. Because you're comparing it to a guy who's trying to keep our borders safe. That's not the same as murdering and gassing and raping and torturing 6 million Jews. You got it all wrong. You're all confused. You're all deranged. It's Trump derangement syndrome. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
War Now!
You USA Radio News.
Police have announced first-degree murder charges against Christian Rivera, a 24-year-old illegal alien, in the death of Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts. Rivera led detectives to her body earlier today. Authorities in Iowa held a press conference earlier today.
Again, we were able to pull him in during the investigation. We conducted a lengthy interview with Mr. Rivera. And during that interview, he tells us that he sees Molly running and was able to come upon her, approach her. And then he tells us that at some point in time, he blacks out. And then he comes to near an intersection, which we believe he then placed Molly.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, pled guilty in federal court today to campaign violations, bank fraud, and tax evasion in connection with hush payments made to two women on behalf of then-candidate Trump. Cohen faces 5 years in jail. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We'll be right back.
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Swiss Wave is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. This is your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance, can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available, and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462, 800-235-1462. Do it today or go to medicalpartnership.info. That's 800-235-1462 to find out if your area is available or if you qualify, or go to medicalpartnership.info. Swiss Wave, thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, we've got James Kirsten on the line. And normally, 90% of the time, we love to talk about Hollywood gossip, and we love to talk about all the things happening in the entertainment industry. We'll get to a few of them today. His website, by the way, jameshirsten.com, James Hirsten, H-I-R-S-E-N. However, he's an attorney. He's a law professor. He's a brilliant legal analyst. And I'd like to hear what he thinks about this whole Michael Cohen thing and this whole Paul Manafort thing and what they're trying to do to President Trump. So, James Hirsten, take it away.
All right. Well, it's good to be with you, Wayne. Yeah, regarding Michael Cohen, I think that's the one that the mainstream media is really focusing on. That's the one that if you have the bad luck to be in an airport where CNN is on, you'll see the CNN panels celebrating Michael Cohen, and they really do think, the way the media is already spinning it, they're trying to create an impression that actually is not true. But we live in a world of impressions. So a lot of people in our country are going to believe that somehow that a deal that was struck by Michael Cohen, that the language in the crimes that he was coerced, I believe, into basically pleading guilty, that somehow that has some sort of legal precedent and that it affects legally the President of the United States, which I am uncategorically going to tell you it does no such thing. Because it's a bargain, if the plea bargain means they negotiated it, the prosecutor and the defendant can put whatever they want into that plea bargain. And so what they did, and it was part of it, is they put these two campaign finance violations in there, which I do not believe Michael Cohen would have been convicted on those if he had gone to trial, because the campaign finance law really is not triggered by the fact pattern that happened here. But that being said, they made sure, and it's been broadcast all over, to put in the language that Michael Cohen was directed to do his illegal deed that he's pleading guilty to by an unnamed candidate, which of course is Trump. But again, that does not mean anything legally for Donald Trump at all.
Let me ask a stupid question as a layman, just a stupid question.
Sure.
And obviously, I think this is a witch hunt. I think it's a coup. I think the whole thing's a joke. I don't care that Trump had sex with someone 10 years ago who was very beautiful and now tried to extort him, and so he paid them off. Who cares? I always knew he did that. So what? He's made the economy work. I don't care. But it's an obvious question. If this guy committed campaign finance fraud, which I don't think he did, but if he did and he pleaded guilty to it, then doesn't that mean the guy he did it for committed campaign finance fraud? Wouldn't Trump be now liable for criminal charges?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't, because people plead guilty to things that they don't commit as part of a package like this. And that was part of the deal, in my opinion, that this is exactly what Mueller wanted to create. By the way, it's no accident that they arranged for this plea bargain to happen today because they were worried about the Manafort jury.
Yeah.
And so they always do this. They always try to have an event to grab the headlines. And this is a headline grabber. But the fact of the matter, a plea bargain has no legal precedent. They're going to make that argument, but it really doesn't. Now, the fact is, though, that even though within the actual language of the plea bargain, it does not require Michael Cohen to, quote, cooperate.
He's not cooperating, they're saying, not.
Well, they say that, but the threat exists that Michael Cohen would be a witness that would testify under oath that the president directed him to commit a crime. And that's what Lanny Davis wants to hold over the president. I mean, it's very Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort are contrasting figures. Michael Cohen is out there demanding a pardon. He doesn't say it explicitly, but what he's been doing, releasing tapes, basically doing things that are detrimental to the president, in having Lanny Davis as his lawyer, an exposed person. And Lanny Davis, by the way, issued a statement saying exactly what you had asked the question about, basically saying, well, if Michael Cohen has committed a crime, why has not Donald Trump committed a crime? But this is exactly what Mueller wants, the deep state wants, and they used Michael Cohen as a tool. But Michael Cohen is still threatening, in a sense, and asking for a pardon.
No, but how do you pardon him when it's state charges, not federal? Pardons don't extend to state,
Trump,
right?
This is in the federal district, Southern District of New York. This is a federal. Trump can't pardon him. There's a question of political expediency and timing of whether he's going to do that. Plus, I don't know if Trump is inclined to pardon Cohen after Cohen taped him secretly, released tapes, went out and hired Lanny Davis. I mean, I don't know if he's going to pardon him, but there is a jail sentence in his package. And this is why this talk about him not cooperating is premature. Because the jail sentence is said to be 3 to 5 years. There's no way Michael Cohen is going to go to jail for 3 to 5 years. Before he does that, he will give Mueller whatever Mueller wants in exchange for Mueller sending his prosecutor into court and asking for a reduced sentence. And this is the way this works. So the threat is real and still there. But the way it's going to manifest itself, Wayne, is Mueller's getting material for his report, his impeachment report. He sends that to Congress, and everything is going to ride on the midterm elections and who is running Congress, especially in the House, because the House initiates impeachment. One important point, though, to make about this is that Michael Cohen basically flipped a long time ago. Because he's gone out into the public and sent messages that he was going to cooperate with the prosecution, that he cared more about his family and his country. He's been sending out very clear messages that are intended to go to the White House. There's no question about it.
I just don't see how any of this could bring down Trump, because I don't think there's a single Trump voter who gives a damn. As long as the economy's doing great and Trump keeps bringing home the bacon on every other issue, Trump supports Israel. Why do I give a damn whether Trump had an affair 10 years ago? Tell me what this means. Nothing.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say that I wanted to comment because you had brought up the Manafort trial. And so there's 8 counts that Manafort is convicted of out of 18. And this is typical because prosecutions love to throw out as many counts as they can to get convictions on one. But the 8 counts together constitute 80 years in prison. Manafort's in his, what, late 50s, so it's a life sentence. And this is another thing. So Paul Manafort's case and technically under the law, Michael Cohen's case, has nothing to do with Trump. Nothing to do with Russia collusion, nothing to do with obstruction of justice. And that's, and it all comes from the fruit of the poisonous tree, the faulty, fraudulent dossier used to create surveillance warrants to spy on American citizens. And from that springs out the Mueller investigation. So it's, you're right that the Trump voters could care less about this. They've already baked it in. However, as I mentioned, the midterm election, here's the scenario we have to worry about. If for some reason the Democrats take over the House, they have enough to initiate impeachment and send it to the Senate, we cannot trust the Senate. There's too many rhinos in the Senate.
Yeah, but you have to win by what? Two-thirds? There's no way.
Two-thirds is right.
Never. Just like you could get Bill Clinton, even though he lied under oath and he had sex in the middle of the Oval Office. Donald Trump had sex 10 years before he ever became president. It's a joke. This guy does it on the desk. And they didn't impeach him. I mean, they impeached him, but they didn't convict him. So it's an absolute travesty. I think Trump walks away from this without any major damage, in my opinion. Liberals will continue to go nuts, but it won't make a difference. We'll talk more with James Hurst on the other side of the break. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. James Hurst's website, by the way, jameshurston.com. New York Times author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry. We'll get a little entertainment in when we get back. A little Hollywood talk. Wayne Allyn-Root, James Hurston. Be right back. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're going to talk more about this Michael Cohen guilty plea and more about Hollywood and some of the crazy people in Hollywood with James Hurston in just a second. I want to mention Patriot Supply, my Patriot Supply sponsor of this segment of the show. You can find him at mypatriotsupply.com. And I want to make sure you know that if your home has no power for several days or several weeks, what do you do? What's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to your family? If there's no power, grocery stores would be empty and then close. Gas stations would be empty and then close. Think about it. You've heard me talk about the importance of having food storage. Whether it's long-term power outage or a natural disaster, rely on the folks at My Patriot Supply. They've devoted themselves for many years now to helping hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant. They sell dozens of emergency food kits as well as gravity-powered water filtration systems so you have food and water. Your neighbors may not, your friends may not, but you're going to be okay because you've got MyPatriotSupply.com. Whether it's a power grid collapse, hurricane, or earthquake, and think about what's in the news today. A massive 4 hurricane is headed direct hit for Hawaii at the same time as 75 earthquakes of 5 or larger in a 48-hour period on the Ring of Fire, and a 7.3 in Venezuela today. With a tidal wave possible. So, I mean, you're talking about so many things, natural disasters happening all over the world. Could California be next? Could you be next? Protect yourself and build your food storage plan today. Do it at MyPatriotSupply.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, James Hurston, welcome back to the show with Wayne Root.
Hey, it's great to continue.
So I see here a new headline. And it says, former head of the Federal Elections Commission says the Cohen payment is not an in-kind campaign contribution. Why doesn't anybody understand that? Paying off a woman is not a campaign contribution. He didn't take it from campaign funds. So why would this be a crime? I don't understand, Mr. Law Professor James Hurston.
Well, they're trying to stretch it. They're trying to stretch it into because they claim that it benefited the campaign by avoiding the negative publicity. But that's a stretch. Look, all across this country right now, as we speak, there are all kinds of legal cases being settled. And in almost every settlement, there's a non-disclosure agreement almost every time. This is very, very common. And in Hollywood, where I cover, they always have, you know, people that are fixers. And they, a lot of times they're lawyers, and that's the kind of work Michael Cohen was doing. And there's nothing illegal about it. Sometimes people pay money to silence someone because it's cheaper than going to court and suing them for defamation, and they don't have money anyway. And the negative publicity is more expensive than the payoff. The old Hollywood studios did it routinely. And so there's absolutely nothing illegal about that. He didn't use campaign funds, as you pointed out, as far as we know. And it's not an in-kind contribution. As a matter of fact, you can make a stronger argument that the media makes in-kind contributions and loudmouth celebrities make in-kind contributions,
right?
A much stronger campaign finance violation. So, yeah, it's the approach here, as I said, is not to try to get a crime that the president could be indicted for. It's one that they can put into a report, hype it, and then have an impeachment proceeding. And, you know, it's kind of a tit-for-tat. You know, the Democrats want revenge for Bill Clinton. He was successfully impeached. He was not convicted in the Senate, but they would love to have Donald Trump successfully impeached so that they could add that to their list of attacks that they do 24/7.
Right. I mean, look, to me, what drives me crazy is the biggest news in America is the illegal alien charged with first-degree murder of Molly Tibbetts, leaving her in an Iowa field after, I assume, he raped her and murdered her. That's the biggest news story in America. Trump's right about illegals, but they wipe that off. They don't care about the economy. They don't care about illegals murdering us. They care about Trump having sex and paying off a girl who was probably extorting him. Why, by the way, why can't she be charged with extortion? Why didn't she commit a crime?
Well, she did. I mean, that is extortion. And it the reason, of course, is because there's a double standard. They see her and Michael Avenatti as being helpful to the anti-Trump crowd. Michael Avenatti, by the way, is going to do everything he can to take the president's deposition, much like Bill Clinton had his. That's going to be a big battle coming because the judge didn't allow a deposition until Michael Cohen's case was concluded. So that's coming. That'll be a coming attraction.
All right. They're certainly coming after us. It's kind of amazing when we own the presidency, we own the Senate, we own the House, we own the governorships, we own the state legislatures, we even own the Supreme Court. And the only people getting indicted are Republicans. I've never seen anything like it in my life, James Harrison. Crazy stuff. We'll get to Hollywood next week. Unfortunately, we ran out of time today, but we'll get to it next week. Wayne Allyn Root with James Harrison, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, website jamesharrison.com. James, thanks for your legal analysis.
Oh, my pleasure, Wayne.
We'll see you next week. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio coming up right now, Newsmax TV. I'm getting in my suit and I'm ready to dance.
Product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.